Good morning. I'm meteorologist Jason Catarino. We'll get a very brief respite from the soon-to-be excessive heat as we sit in the return flow on the backside of an area of high pressure situated in the Gulf of Maine, with flow out of the southeast driving in cooler but more humid maritime air for the day today. Cloud cover will be variable and many areas will see more clouds than sun, but we should see some sun breaking through from time to time for some areas. Now, that differential heating where the sun is able to come out for a while will help to drive some scattered showers and thunderstorms throughout the day, but a lot of that action will depend on the sun breaking out. Now, temperatures will be on the cooler side as compared to the rest of the week, as highs will likely be held down between the mid-70s to the low 80s with the extra cloud cover and that flow coming out of the southeast. Now, the heat comes roaring back Wednesday and stays right into the weekend. Dew points will be on the rise, climbing well into the 60s and cracking 70 at times in some areas. That will send the heat index, or the feels like temp, soaring into the upper 90s and likely the triple digits in spots. We may see some heat advisories pop up the latter half of the week, and you'll need to be very careful to stay well hydrated and take it easy during the afternoons when it's hottest. Now, light-colored, loose-fitting, lightweight fabrics do best to help keep you cooler in those blazing hot temperatures. A hat's a good idea too, and please don't leave your pets outside. Make sure they've got plenty of water and plenty of shelter from that heat. Now, each day from Wednesday on, we'll have the chance for afternoon and evening thunderstorms to break out. And of course, whenever there's that much heat and humidity to work with, the storms could be on the strong to severe side, and flash flooding will be a concern with the possible torrential rain from the storms. Now, taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, says there's an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms across central and eastern Montana into western North Dakota and northwest South Dakota. A slight risk zone surrounds the enhanced risk area stretching east to near Lake Superior, and a marginal risk that stretches a little further east and all the way to western Montana. Severe storms capable of intense damaging winds, large hail, and a few tornadoes are expected from central Montana eastward across the northern plains and into Minnesota this afternoon and into the nighttime hours. Over the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high on Monday of 118 at Death Valley, California, to a low Monday of 25 degrees at Copper Basin, Idaho, and Bodie State Park in California. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, showers likely with thunderstorms also possible in the afternoon. Mostly cloudy, a high near 80 with that easterly wind. In Boston, partly sunny, a high in the mid-70s with a southeast breeze. And in Buffalo, sunny and hot with highs in the upper 80s and a southwest wind 5 to 15 miles an hour. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 82 degrees with a record of 97 set back in 1988. Normal minimum temperature 61 degrees, the record 44 that was set in 1979. Sunrise and sunset data for today, July the 7th, 2020. Sunrise was at 5:25 a.m. Sunset will come at 8:35 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Partly to mostly cloudy with highs in the lower 80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers overnight, humid with lows in the upper 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid-lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy, not as hot, with highs in the upper 70s. It'll be quite humid today, though. And for tonight, mostly cloudy, humid with lows, only getting down to near 70 degrees. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, partly sunny today, the chance of showers, humid with highs near 80, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers after midnight, humid with lows in the mid and upper 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, mostly cloudy today, not as warm, highs will be in the upper 70s, a chance of showers, Mostly cloudy, humid with lows only in the mid and upper 60s overnight. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly cloudy today, a chance of showers, humid with highs only in the lower 80s. And tonight, mostly cloudy, humid, and a low only dropping down to near 70 degrees. Your extended forecast region-wide, Wednesday, a chance of showers and storms, partly sunny, highs in the mid and upper 80s to near 90 degrees. Thursday, a chance of showers and storms in the afternoon, mostly sunny, hot and humid, highs near 90 degrees. Friday, a chance of showers and storms in the afternoon, mostly sunny, hot and humid, highs in the mid-80s to near 90 degrees. Saturday, a chance of showers, then a thunderstorm possible in the afternoon, partly sunny, highs in the mid and upper 80s to low 90s. Sunday and Monday, chances for showers and storms, partly to mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.